Phil Spector was a musical genius, one of the most successful record producers of all time. He is now sitting behind bars, serving a 19 years to life sentence for murder.
This is Special Agent Paul Ramon with the Federal Bureau of Investigation, working case number 004-10-7419. Case subject is Spector Philip Harvey. This information pertains to the period ending August 3rd, 1966. Interview subject is Bruce Lenny. Interview number 1-34-656-667. Spirit confessional, recall number 2, date January 24th, 2003.
There was a time, not too long ago, when Phil Spector was the most successful creative name in the music business. He produced massive hits that influenced everyone from the Beatles to the Rolling Stones to Blondie, the Ramones, and everyone in between. Phil Spector and the music he created shifted and shaped American culture. But behind his famous wall of sound, there was a darkness, violence, and an intense inferiority complex that those who knew him and worked with him were all too familiar with, and that led to the senseless murder of actress Lana Clarkson. This is the story told by his so-called friends.
Tribute. This looks like
the body of a 40-year-old woman was discovered in the home of famed record producer Phil Spector late last night in what authorities are calling an apparent homicide.
He told me that I just married him for his money, for his fame. And you know what, baby? Moments like those when he piled on the anger and the insults, moments like those, sure, maybe I did it for the money and the fame and the attention. I'd say I didn't like what he had become, but it's fairly obvious that he had always been that way.
The woman, actress Lana Clarkson, was found in a pool of her own blood in the entryway to the home, dead of a gunshot wound to the head.
For joining us.
You got what?
Phil wanted Tina to be what Phil wanted Tina to be. And he'd get it, too. I knew what he was doing. I knew how he did it. Like I said, man, game recognizes game.
Spector is calling the incident an accidental suicide and claims Clarkson kissed the gun.
It was a long walk to make. To go from such a genius and such a frontrunner and such an inventive producer to a man stuck in the accomplishments of his past. A man who wanted to be admired so bad, he would literally hold admiration hostage in his own house.
Blood on the Tracks is part true crime, part historical fiction, part spoken word lo-fi beat noir, brought to you by me, Jake Brennan, the host of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Featuring the fictionalized voices of Lenny Bruce, Ronnie Spector, Ike Turner, Debbie Harry, and more. Blood on the Tracks comes at you every Wednesday and is a scripted, serialized podcast with violent adult themes. It's not for children. Just like Phil Spector, this podcast sounds like nothing you've heard before, because you can't push the needle into the red without leaving a little blood on the tracks. Blood on the Tracks is produced in partnership with iHeartMedia by Double Elvis and launches Wednesday, August 12th, and is available on the iHeart Podcast app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.